we join our popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster.
What would you pick as Christmas, as a Christmas carol or Christmas music?
It would be, our Gregorian chant, which we sang in class.
Hmm. Like what, for example? I have a list here.
Some of them are out of this world.
Is there one you particularly like there that we can play for our listeners?
Christi Redemptor Omnium. That's the thing there.
Yeah.
That's one of the best. It's really extraordinarily beautiful.
Is there a Christmas carol that you think the Latins would have enjoyed?
Oh, my. Joy to the World.
Why do you think they would have enjoyed Joy to the World?
It just the way it flows. The music and the ideas, too.
Can you explain? And how do you say Joy to the World in Latin?
Gaudium toti orbi, or toti gaudium orbi, joy to the whole world. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Advenit Dominus.
Do you have a special message to our listeners?
No. Oh, a special message.
Special Christmas greeting for our listeners.
Ut eorum Christus repleat animos et domos, ut prosperet opera et concilia, et ut novum concedat eis prosperimumque annum.
Which means?
Okay, that the Lord may fill their hearts and
can
homes.
Can you just break it down slowly?
Dominus replia. I think I said animos et domos. May he fill their hearts and homes. Prosperet. May he prosper their concilia et opera, their plans and works. Et tribuat eis, concedat, any word you want, novum annum prosperimumque, a new and most prosperous year. It's always been more beautiful in Latin.
We send these Christmas greetings through the airwaves, I would say. How does one say through the airwaves?
Per undas aereas. Per undas per aereas.
You've been listening to Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, the Pope's own Latinist. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, wishing you all a very happy and peaceful Christmas once again.